KINY Juneau. Now from the Alaska Airlines Studio, local first news for Juneau and all of Southeast Alaska.
From the capital city, I'm Jazz Garrett. The school board voted 5-2 last night to postpone indefinitely the amendment proposed last week that would have reconsidered the existing consolidation plan. The current consolidation plan that was approved February 23rd put students grades 9 through 12 at Juneau Douglas High School, grades 7 through 8 and the Homebridge program at Thunder Mountain High School, and add 6th graders to the current K through 5 elementary school system. Most alternative programs would be housed at DeZonte Kahini Middle School. Juneau School Board President Dee Dee Sorensen says she believes the original plan will be approved tomorrow.
It was made in the harsh light of prior experience.
The existing plan also closes the district's administration building, the Marie Drake Building, and Floyd Dryden Middle School, returning control to the city that owns them.
They are theirs to choose to repurpose as they will.
Sorensen was asked if the decision to dismiss the reconsideration of the current consolidation plan had anything to do with the city's consideration of moving City Hall into a vacant school building.
We made a decision, and we presented that decision to the city. They assisted us with the loan and some financial help to deal with the 24 budget crisis, and also some financial help for the FY25 budget crisis. However, the assembly has done nothing to indicate that somehow the board should not make a deliberative decision about the amendment issue.
The model proposed through the amendment would have taken back Floyd Dryden Middle School and instead closed an elementary school. Sorensen said that there's a significant difference in cost savings between closing a middle school versus an elementary building. She added that it was decided that the middle school needs its own building and its own program. Tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. in the Juneau Douglas High School Library, the school board will finalize their balanced budget plan through a special meeting so they can submit it to the Juneau Assembly by Friday. Sorensen called the nearly $10 million deficit and a roughly $80 million annual operating budget an unfortunate situation.
This year, we are trying to be prudent and careful. And although some say that we are being unnecessarily without hope, I think that it is a much safer route ultimately, specifically utilize any extra funding that comes our way rather than to be trying to lop off something else in order to accommodate the reality of less money.
She says the board has plans to meet with both high school student governments and the superintendent, as well as counselors, were on site at Thunder Mountain High School today.
The community is going to go through a grieving process. I think the most important thing is to be supportive of our students.
Thunder Mountain boys basketball head coach John Blasco and Thunder Mountain senior Sam Lockhart are still reveling in their final Region V basketball title that they stole from Juneau Douglas Friday night. While these could be the last regions for Thunder Mountain, Blasco says all they can focus on is the next game.
It's a special way for them to conclude it, you know, 15 years and be able to go in. I mean, I think that, you know, learning that news before senior night was pretty emotional, you know, and I think it definitely fueled that. And then there's probably an underlying addition to the motivation, but at the end of the day, these guys just, for 4 years, all they wanted to do was cut some nets down, and so that was the focus. To get on that ladder, cut nets down, and thankfully we were able to do it in 3 games and make it happen.
This is the 4th region title for the Falcons. They won in 2013, 2014, and 2020. They're a part of the top 8 teams in the state this year. Lockhart scored 39 points in a 66-63 win over Ketchikan last Wednesday, eliminating Ketchikan. 26 of his points were just made in the fourth quarter. This is what was going through his head in those final free throws.
It's definitely something I've envisioned before, so when it happened, it was kind of like, all right, here we go. Like, this is what I've been dreaming about since I was a little kid. So it was, in a way, it was almost like not new to me, but at the same time, it was like, holy cow, this is really happening.
The TM boys play West Valley next Wednesday at 3:15 in Anchorage at the Alaska Airlines Center.
I'm super excited. I've kind of had a mind shift. Before region, I was just like focused on regions. I know I had a big task with guarding Alan Carrillo. So I was super focused. Now that's behind us, I'm very unsatisfied and hungry for more. So
coming up, Dallas TV has made Iditarod history. That story next when Local First News continues. Welcome back to Local First News. Dallas TV has made Iditarod history. He won the world's most famous sled dog race yesterday. That's a record-breaking sixth championship for the Alaska Musher. This year's race started off rough for CV. He had to shoot and kill a moose that got tangled up with his dogs shortly after the race began. He shot the moose and told officials he gutted it the best he could. Officials wound up issuing CV a 2-hour time penalty. He still enjoyed a 3-hour lead over the nearest competitor on his way to the finish line in Nome. In an unprecedented joint session of the State House and Senate on Tuesday, the Alaska legislature rejected 8 executive actions proposed by Governor Mike Dunleavy. The proposals were among 12 executive orders issued by the governor earlier this year and mean state boards regulating midwives, barbers, and massage therapists will continue operating. The Alaska Board of Game will remain in charge of determining what animal species are allowed in the state. Boards advising a bald eagle preserve near Haines and a state park in southwest Alaska will continue functioning. Lawmakers sustained 4 of the governor's executive orders, which will permit Dunleavy to eliminate 4 state boards and transfer their duties to state agencies. No addition of the state legislature before now has considered 12 executive orders simultaneously. The legislature's votes also represented an unusual rebuke of the governor by lawmakers who had been unwilling to override any of Dunleavy's budgetary or policy vetoes during his first 5 years in the office. 31 votes are needed to block an executive order. 40 or 45 are needed to override a veto. Historically, executive orders are rare and are rarely rejected by the legislature, even when controversial. Executive Director of Juno Dance Theater, Bridget Lujan, joined Capital Chat this morning to talk about their upcoming performance. You can get tickets on junodance.org.
We just opened the box office for Alice in Wonderland. Tickets are on sale now. That is a beautiful, fun, quirky, bright, and lively story ballet. It's a classic fairy tale, and we will be performing that at the JDHS Auditorium April 19th through the 21st.
The NTSB is again accusing Boeing of not being forthcoming with information in its investigation into that door plug that blew off a plane in flight, despite Boeing promising full transparency. ABC's Alex Stone reports.
In a letter to lawmakers, NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy says Boeing has still not told investigators which employees worked on the failed door plug that blew out of that Alaska Airlines Boeing 737 MAX 9. She wrote, quote, "To date, we still do not know who performed the work to open, reinstall, and close a door plug on the accident aircraft," end quote. Homendy also says Boeing has told the NTSB security footage the agency requested was overwritten and does not exist any longer. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Now you're up to date with Local First News. I'm Jazz Garrett.